This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in hour two of the Corporation Nation. With me today is Freeman Burt, and I'm Clay Richardson. Woo-hoo. Hey, there's a new article on my blog today. Thought you might be interested, considering we just had Walter Burian on the show yesterday. It's about the Chicago Kaffir, and it's called Rahm Emanuel. From chief of liars when he was chief of state to chief or to mayor of lies. So basically about him coming out and saying, oh, we're millions. We have millions in a deficit where, you know, we don't have very much money. And it turns out there's over $28 billion sitting there. You might want to check that out. Again, on my blog at realityblogger.wordpress.com. So, Bert, you know, in examining the 14th Amendment, people, and also the 13th Amendment, but basically the Reconstruction, or is that what they're called? The Reconstruction Amendments for the Reconstruction era?
Yeah, after the Civil War.
Yeah. So the big people think of these things as, again, patriotic, and it, but what it really was for. Was for the equal protection of law. Not the equal protection of people, but the equal protection of the law that would force them to do things, right? I mean, it's, I find it funny to actually, you know, when you start reading the opinions and why things were done, well, the Republicans didn't want the blacks to all of a sudden have a bunch of votes because there were so many blacks down in the South because of slavery that they would suddenly have all this voting power. So we can't, you know, we have to do something. We have to make them equal under the law, but we have to limit their power. And the Democrats, of course, wanted more black votes because the black votes would be more democratic. They're, you know, it was a totally political move, to pretend to give rights, natural rights, but in fact limit the natural rights and put a bunch of people into unequal legal status. You had the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, you had the 13th Amendment, 14th Amendment, you had all these different things, and then you had the Civil Rights Act of 1966. Now keep in mind that the 14th Amendment was in 1968, July of 1868. So civil rights came out just before that, and that basically guaranteed citizenship, again, membership, without regard to race, color, etc. So, but what's the deal with the – what's the true nature of this thing? Because what it really did, it sounds like, is just put us all into one lump sum of slavery.
Well, before we can even – discuss the 14th Amendment, People need to become familiar with Article 1, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. Okay? And it, there's a part in there that talks about representatives, how they're supposed to be elected. So it says representatives and taxes, blah, 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 which shall be determined by adding the whole number of free persons, comma, including those bound to service for a term of years. Because, you know, there were white people that were also in servitude.
Lots of white slaves, yes, definitely. But they were called something else than slaves, of course.
Yeah. Including those bound to servitude or bound to service for a term of years. And excluding Indians not taxed. So the Indians who didn't participate in any kind of a taxing scheme were excluded from being counted in this voting deal. And then this is the part that we need to remember. 3/5 of all other persons. So within this one sentence, you have free persons and other persons. So there's obviously two types of persons that they are talking about. Now, the 3/5 of all persons was changed by the 14th Amendment. Those 3/5 of all other persons are now whole persons. So keeping that in mind then makes the 14th Amendment, or it allows you to put it kind of like into a better context, right? Because now it says all persons, and Clint and I were discussing, said, well, it says all persons, so you would automatically reach the conclusion, well, they mean all persons, any person, free persons and other persons, and little persons and big persons.
You know what it sounds like to me, Bert? It sounds like you're talking about a rancher dividing up his cows and giving them some status higher than cows and pigs, and giving cows a higher status than pigs, and all of a sudden the pigs revolt or the whatever happens, and suddenly you're gonna make the pigs get equal slop as the cows, right? I mean, it's not treating these people as human; it's treating them as persons, as members, as artificial people.
Yeah, well, and it gets a little bit more involved. I mean, right now we're basically just talking about personhood from a constitutional point of view. But when you look at it from a statutory point of view, they actually include the word things to be associated with persons. So if you're a person, are you also a thing? A thing is obviously something of no life. So it could be a chair, it could be a thing. Okay? But here's the thing. It says in the 14th Amendment, all persons, and then there's the line, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That line doesn't appear in the Constitution, in the body of the Constitution. Showed up here.
So if I was Costco and I was to create a new amendment to my corporate charter, which is a constitution, I would say all persons or members in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of Costco are citizens of Costco.
Yeah.
Right? But what happens when I step outside of Costco or I don't acknowledge my Costco person?
Right. You become whoever else you are. Or you take on a different personhood that is not bound by Costco.
Who does the 14th Amendment apply to?
Well, the 14th Amendment was put together because the 13th Amendment supposedly freed the slaves, right? It made slavery illegal. Okay.
Well, I mean, I would. That's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, well, and I mean, there's all kinds of people that have all kinds of ideas or whatever about what the 13th Amendment really did. But the general understanding at the time that these amendments were being put together, because the 14th Amendment was preceded by other congressional acts like the Freedmen Acts and other, like you were talking about, civil acts, civil rights acts and all these kind of things, trying to give some kind of right to the freed slaves. But they weren't, those acts were not being taken serious. So the freed slaves were actually being treated like slaves without masters. So they were being extremely discriminated.
And so we had to change the legal status of them in order to give them equal rights. I get it. All right, we'll be right back, folks. With schools, media, money, and meds, we control every aspect of your lives through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're talking about what a person is. Was a slave a person? Well, actually, no. A slave is not considered a person. A slave is actually considered property. And the Fifth Amendment, which is one of my favorite amendments to pick apart because it's just such a horrible thing. It basically says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And, of course, that means that you can be deprived of your life, liberty, and property with due process of law. And which, again, is that equal protection thing. But this didn't apply to slaves because slaves were understood as property. And this is, you know, think what you want. I mean, that to me, that makes the whole Constitution a horrible thing. But how does this then apply to the 14th Amendment? Well, let's start with the 13th Amendment because you mentioned that. Now, when we read that, it says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except now, if you were going to end slavery and involuntary servitude, you would have just ended there. But it says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to its jurisdiction. Again, there's that phrase. So in other words, and this is the reason we have such a wonderful private prison industry that forces people to work for very low wage. Slavery and involuntary servitude is perfectly legal as long as you're convicted of a crime. So that's the true nature of what this is. So, of course, you have the Trading with the Enemies Act, which basically makes us all criminals anyway. We could go on and on and on with all these little facts and figures. What I'm imagining, a bunch of bloodline Masons sitting around thinking, well, you know, slavery is a good tool, but I think we could do better. I think we could create a voluntary system of slavery that would create not only slaves, but tax-paying slaves. So, you know, we could have a whole work industry of involuntary or voluntary slaves, depending if they're prisoners or not, and we could tax them. And really, wasn't that what this was all about?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it's like you were talking about this guy, Ron Emanuel. Didn't he say something around the lines that you don't let an emergency go to waste?
A good emergency, yes, of course.
Yeah, well, this is what happened. Right after the Civil War, there was a really great emergency here. Now, the original 14th Amendment actually made it perfectly clear that it was written for the freed slaves, okay? But they changed the wording to make it look like it was a little bit more open.
Now, all inclusive, you mean?
Yeah, it was a little more inclusive. Now, if we look at the 15th Amendment, which is the supposedly right to vote, right? It says the right of citizens of which citizens? Are we talking about the citizens of the states? No, it says the citizens of the United States to vote, because citizens that existed prior to the 14th Amendment had an inherent right to vote. They didn't need a new amendment. The Constitution did not need to be amended. So they amended supposedly this right to vote for those citizens who did not have the right to vote. And those were the freed slaves. So it says the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of what? Race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Why would they put previous condition of servitude if the supposed citizens, according to the Constitution, did not exist under servitude? The only people who existed under servitude were those 3/5 of the people talked about, Article 1, Section 2.
Well, it's also, I think, important to say here, and this is, you know, people aren't going to like to hear this, but you got to ask yourself why a government, especially one as tyrannical as this one, is so interested in protecting the equal rights of its citizens to vote. Well, if you do a little research on the word vote compared to elect, they are two different things, of course. The electors elect the president. The voters basically lend legitimacy to the whole process. And I'm in the process right now of studying this a little deeper, and I'm starting to understand now that the legal process of voting is indeed how we, probably one of the most important aspects of how we, the citizens, quote unquote, give up all of our rights to our representatives. And in fact, we give up our status as people, technically, and our representatives become the people of the United States, the people in the Constitution, if you will. And so the act of voting, why would that be so important? You know, if you think about it, why would that be so important to give to women and blacks unless you had a purpose for it? And the purpose, of course, is the equality kind of thing. In other words, everybody should be equal slaves. And in order to do that, we have to get them to think that voting is patriotic instead of an act of actually giving consent to the whole process that enslaves them. I know that's
okay, but I want to correct you on something. It has nothing to do with being black or being yellow, blue, 2 feet tall or 50 feet tall. It has to do with the status.
Yes.
It was that status that those people held. I mean, the slaves could have been anyone. Okay?
Well, that's a good
point. It was the status of the slave that was then made free, that was given this new status of citizen of the federal government.
So what you're saying is that for the first time in history, there were actually free men in America?
What do you
mean? They weren't citizens. They didn't have a status. They were free. Actually, under the law, they were actually considered free. They weren't tethered to any person or status.
Actually, that's one way that you could look at it. They were free. They were not members of the body politic.
By God, we can't have that now, can we?
Yeah. So they were actually free. Now, every one of those people that were free could have left the United States and gone anywhere they wanted to. But in order to be recognized by the other people as being members within this society, they needed a temporary protection. And that's the key that people need to understand. The 14th Amendment only provided a temporary fix to a problem that existed at that moment. And that was so that these freed slaves would have some type of protective status, because a lot of them were being abused all over the place. And many of those people were actually fought during the Civil War. And they thought that once the war was settled, they would actually be free. And people have heard of the 40 acres and a mule, right? Mm-hmm. That actually originated to give it to the freed men who fought in the war. It was to give this slaves a place to start by giving them their own land and a mule. So that's the origin of that. But what we need to comprehend is that the 14th Amendment provided a temporary fix. So once those free people gave birth to other children, those children were born free. They didn't need the protection of the 14th Amendment anymore.
Gotcha. Gotcha, because now they were natural born, whereas before you had a citizen that was not natural born, you suddenly had natural born citizens. I think I get your drift there. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepanic.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden?
Here in the Corporation Nation. We'll take some calls if anyone wants to call in. And I wanted to say, Bert, and it's interesting that you said that because, you know, I'm thinking about the Constitution and I'm thinking, okay, the Constitution protected the 50 or the 13, I should say, but however many, doesn't matter. The 13 republics is very important. That was the original concept of the Constitution, that the federal government was required to respect and protect the existence of the republics in the 13 colonies and eventually all the states.
Yeah, and protect their sovereignty.
Right. It was not a republic. The United States is not a republic, but it's required to protect the republics.
Mm-hmm.
But this seems to actually bring people specifically out of the republic and into the United States as a citizen. That's the thing that I see going on here. What this should say is all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside if they choose. Because it is a voluntary thing. That's the point I want to make, because it sounds like this was actually designed to take people really out of their republics.
Exactly, and make them they took them out of the republic and took them to this foreign land known as the District of Columbia.
And in that way, they're actually getting rid of state rights. I mean, it says all over the place, no state shall make or enforce any law, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it basically takes away all of the state's rights because the states were republics.
Yeah, prior to the 14th Amendment, the reason that most congressional acts basically fell on deaf ears is because they didn't apply to anybody. Congress could only pass acts to those residents within the District of Columbia. So in order for them to be able to have their acts apply outside of the District of Columbia, they needed someone to have their acts apply to. And that's why they did not pass up on this great opportunity of the 14th Amendment to trick the people into taking on a status that their acts could apply to.
And because go ahead.
Because prior to that, the status that was the highest status was the state citizen. And they were only bound to their particular state. The federal government could not reach into the state and try to touch those citizens, otherwise they'd get their fingers cut off. But the 14th Amendment allowed the federal government now to reach into the state to protect this new status of citizen.
And it basically, if you will, it created a new form of state on top of, just like the jurisdiction of the United States spread and mingled all throughout the whole nation, even though it's invisible, you can't really see it, you can't point to it, it's all there. Similarly, the republics got replaced with a new form of jurisdiction that was United States jurisdiction, and they still called it a state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, a private corporation.
That's a whole new thing, yeah. That's getting to a whole new thing, which I'm still trying to sort out so that I can explain it to people in an intelligent manner.
It's tough.
But it is tough. And then, I guess I should mention that next month we're hoping to have this thing full speed. We're trying to make it easy for people to join this classes that we're doing, where we really go into this detail and how to take this information that you're learning about the Constitution and use it to protect yourself from these people in court. Because if you do not understand your status, that nothing else matters. And here's a trick that they do to you in court, and we were talking about this earlier. When you go into court, they always put the cart before the horse. The horse is your status and the cart is the evidence. They put it the other way around. You go into court and they only talk about the evidence. They never talk about your status. And without your status, nothing has any meaning. Right?
Yeah. I mean, now there's going to be people out here and just to appease this and also myself, you're not telling people necessarily to go to court. In fact, by all intents and purposes, you don't want to go to court ever if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking mostly when you say go to court, you're mostly saying, send legal demands, responses, and that sort of thing. You're not really talking about going to court unless you absolutely eventually are forced to or required to, right?
Well, I mean, most of us, when I'm referring going to court, I'm saying that you're summoned to go to court.
Yeah.
Right? By some stupid criminal violation that they say that you engage yourself.
But that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to make an appearance in court, is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, if you don't show up, they'll come to arrest you.
Right. So instead of an appearance, you're responding to the summons, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you have to respond to the summons, otherwise they'll come get you. So if you're going to respond to the summons, you must have some understanding of who you are before you walk in there. Otherwise, you're just going to completely railroad over you. And that's how the system is designed, is to railroad over you completely, because they don't want you to know who you are. That's
right.
Why they never bring up the status of who you are. They completely avoid it.
Right, exactly. What's the where can people find that seminar, by the way, that website?
Oh, yeah, the website that we're working on is one that my good friend, this guy that I know named Clint Richardson, helped me put together.
Oh, that one?
That one. OnlyFreeman.com. And if you want to grab a hold of me, then you can also email there, Bert@OnlyFreeman.com. And we'll eventually have a separate email for people who want to sign on and all that kind of stuff. So we're in the process of trying to get this thing set up because I'm just constantly getting emails from people that want to learn this thing into more detail.
Sure. You know? Sure. And I agree with that. Now, just to be clear, I'm not affiliated with this anyway. I just helped you set it up. But I will be eventually probably because I think what you're doing is good and I'll either become a member or something. I don't know. Let's take some calls. We got John in Canada.
Wow.
Hi, Clint. Hi, Bert.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I wanna run something by you, and it's just a scenario. I get a traffic ticket. I don't talk to the cop. I accept the ticket. I take it home. I take out a red marker, and I put on there, refused for fraud and possible extortion, and send it back. I get a summons to come to court, and my name is called, and I say, that's close enough. And say to the judge, who is it you want to talk to, the flesh and blood man or the fiction? They'll ask, aren't you the full legal name? And I say, so, you want to talk to the fiction. The fiction, he don't talk. The fiction is my agent in commerce by simple law of necessity. I am, however, the only beneficiary of this legal fiction. I have no contract with you or your regulations because if there was full disclosure, no sane flesh and blood man would sign it. I used a driver's license simply because of the goons in uniform revenueing on the roads. How do you think that went?
Well, in a lot of courts, you try to do that and they'll at least here in the wonderful United States, they'll throw you in jail.
Well, because again, what you're doing is you're arguing points in a court that can't hear those points.
Yeah, here's the approach that we're taking over here.
What's that?
I'm giving them the option. Who do you want to
talk? Oh, I get it. I get it. But it, again, it's, you know, what was the example? Going up to a cashier and telling them to fix a computer or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a specific jurisdiction. It's very, very limited, to the point where the judge, and trust me, I went the same route you did until I realized that these judges, so even though they're not judges, they're just attorneys in black robes, basically. And sometimes they're not even attorneys. Sometimes they're not even qualified to be up there. They are not qualified and literally by law cannot, or by their legal code, cannot discuss those things with you. So it's, I think it's a good effort, but I don't think it has any actual value to the case. I think you need to stick more to what the judge can actually acknowledge.
Well, there's another part to this. And that is the judge is trying to get that jurisdiction.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break here. We'll pick this up on the other side.
With no shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Okay, folks, welcome back to the show. I want to read one quick little aspect of this that we were talking about before, which was the equal protection, an overview. This is from the government's website, actually. It says, the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution prohibits states from denying any person within the within its jurisdiction the equal protection of laws. In other words, the laws of a state must treat an individual in the same manner as others in similar conditions and circumstances. It goes on to say this, and this is the important part. The Equal Protection Clause is not intended to provide equality among individuals or classes, but only equal application of the laws. The result, therefore, of a law is not relevant so long as there is no discrimination in its application. So we're not talking about equal protection of men. We're talking about equal protection of fiction, of law, of the application of law, and to make sure that everybody is punished equally. The term equality just really floors me because it's so misunderstood. So we have a case where a gentleman in Canada, he receives a ticket. He takes the Jesus approach, doesn't say anything. He sends it back with fraud. And then the court responds, sends him a summons. And at this point, he should have responded with another letter, but instead he decided to make an appearance, whether that be general or special or whatever it is in Canada. Now, that was, in my opinion, the first mistake, was that you actually showed up in court when you didn't have to. Secondly, because you're basically acknowledging that that's you, that status was presumed, and you basically took that presumption and made it a reality. It doesn't matter really what you say in the court, because eventually they're going to get you to – I mean, you've made an appearance. Bert, what do you think of that?
Well, we're taking a different approach with traffic stops, and the approach is very simple. If you embrace the principles of law, maxims of law, which Clint and I have attempted to now touch on for two shows. Next time. So, and the principles of law means that you have a right of locomotion. You have a right to move from point A to point B without being molested. So if you take that very simple approach and a man stops you, okay, by using, I'm assuming, emergency lights for a non-emergency situation, and then approaches you armed, he's acting as a highwayman. Look up the term highwayman. And then you do not object. You just do whatever he tells you. And when you leave there, you go home and you begin to put together a suit against that man for highway robbery. You enter the suit into the proper court, present right. that man with a suit prior to going to the traffic court. Guess what? He cannot sit on the stand and make any kind of an allegation about the case without giving you additional evidence to use against him in your case. So it will not be in his interest to testify. Therefore, it will be more in his interest to drop the case.
Well, also, don't you want to try to get it into another court? You want to counter-sue, very important, because you don't want it in this limited jurisdiction court where you have no rights. You want to take it to the next level. You want to put it, you know, in a counter-sue for an amount for his violation of your rights in order to get it into the next court. Forget
yes.
traffic court.
Yes, and you have to take it to the court of general jurisdiction or unlimited jurisdiction
exactly.
where your status as a free, real man has even a hope of winning.
So, John, what was the – you said there's more to this? John in Canada, you still
yes.
there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, no, this is just a scenario because I wanted to point out – as you guys were talking earlier about, like, there, you have different persons, and each one is attached to a contract, whether it's with Costco or Gold's Gym or whatever. Well, they're holding me, like in this fiction, that I have a contract with them, and they're going to approach me with this jurisdictional, you broke the rules, pal.
Right.
And I'm saying, well, I'm not under your jurisdiction, and you're going to be really hard pressed to get me there. Because
yeah, but see, that argument is not going to hold water in that court.
Right.
That's why your scenario doesn't work, because in that court, that type of argument doesn't work, because the judge will shoot down your argument with one simple question. He would say, "Sir, do you have a driver's license?" And as soon
then
as you say
then
yes,
you're in the right court.
No, my fiction has a driver's license.
It doesn't matter. He
doesn't
care.
Matter.
Your fiction is the one that's in court right now, and you're the liability for it.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
the point is, John, he's not going to hear your argument because he can't.
That's
it
right.
It doesn't exist in that court.
I understand what you're saying. Like, I've been very successful, like, with the tax thieves. And I've got them now just totally at bay. And now I'm looking at my other properties. And my vehicle is won, and my natural right to travel, and unmolested, and no revenue goon is going to come after me. And I'm going to make it painful for them.
Okay, but let me just give you this one strategy. It's much better to be in the offense than the defense. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I realize that because that's how I handled the revenue boys.
Yeah, I would have. And when you enter a suit against these people, you now also have the power to enter and demand subpoenas. And you get to depose those people. I mean, there's so many things that you can do when you're on the offense.
If they don't do the correct process as well, the procedure, and answer your demands, then you can ask for a summary judgment, a default judgment from the court to the court clerk, basically. You don't even need to go to court and you can win the case. That's the beautiful thing about that. So, well, listen, John, call back sometime and tell us about, we have more time, about your tax adventures in tax land. And we'll move on to the next caller, Fred in Michigan.
Hey, guys, we're going to have to call this the CNB show, or CB show. You know, Clinton and Burt.
Clinton Burt, yeah, absolutely. Every Thursday. We'll be here all year.
Fantastic. I'm gonna campaign for you guys. sometime I'll call back because I went through a scenario. There's this woman judge in Michigan who's now in the appellate court system, but in 1988 was in circuit court in Oakland County, Independence Township, and some guy whose license had been suspended and whose registration had expired was pulled over by deputy dogs, who, of course, arrested him. And he went to court, slam dunk at the district court, so the guy appealed to circuit court, and this woman judge reversed it on the basis. She said, in citing the statutory code, the MCLA, Michigan Compiled Laws Annotated, and specifically the deputy's testimony, that his license had been suspended. Ultimately, her ruling was a reversal based on the fact that he did not have a valid contract because the license had been suspended. So, some years later, I heard this guy, Gary Dixon, on KDKA Radio. He was an all-night talk show host, interview a guy by the name of Bob Plimpton, who authored the book, You Were Born Free, Now You Can Live Free. So yeah. I hunted it down here locally, found it, and believe it or not, on page 64, he's got this thing, because in the 14th Amendment about citizenship, it says, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So I'm thinking, okay, since it's a material commercial world, it must be the case that we're interfacing via the UCC, and that grants, as you said earlier, authority, as they say, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, if jurisdiction means authority. Okay, so we're transferring that right over to them. But here's what it says. Without prejudice, UCC 1-308 on this document indicates I'm exercising the remedy provided in the Uniform Commercial Code, whereby I reserve my common law right not to be found nor compelled to perform under any contract, commercial agreement, or bankruptcy that I did not enter into knowingly, voluntarily, and intentionally. Furthermore,
all right, Fred, I've got to stop you. We're just coming to the end of the show. Listen, I mean, I have my own opinions about it, but anything that has the word commercial in it is probably not a good thing. I used to believe in the UCC thing, too, but I found out that was a similar thing to Common Core, where it's enacted per state, and it's a uniform law, and it's commercial. So I don't put much stock in that type of stuff anymore. Thanks, Bert, for joining us, and he'll be back next Thursday.
10-4.
With financial